So assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recording.
So Allah said, because they said, take your Lord, fight, when you liberate Jerusalem, we will walk in. So Allah got mad at them, and Allah said, let them get lost in the desert for 40 years. Why 40 years? Because?
So they will be righteous.
Yes, the generation that was raised to worship the Pharaoh dies. And then the next generation grows up, okay, and ready to take over. All right, like you know what? You know, in 10 years from now, you guys are going to take over us. Our generation will become old people and unable to do anything. And you guys will be the young people. You people are going to be the young people who? Huh?
Rule the world.
Yes, no. Who? The young people who actually replace us and take our responsibilities. So now, after 40 years, okay, this new generation was raised. However, this new generation had... This new generation had bad people among them. Had bad people among them. This generation had bad people among them. So this generation kept praying to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, send us a leader. Send us a king. Send us a king to lead us into liberating Jerusalem. So send us what? Send us a king that will liberate us, that will lead us to liberate what?
Everything.
Jerusalem. Okay? So they praying for Allah. When are they? So, we're okay now? So send us a king. Send us a king to what? To lead us. Lead us where? Into liberating Jerusalem. And when they liberate Jerusalem, we live in it. So Allah said, I am sending you Talut as a king. So Allah selected, send us a king that will lead us into liberating Jerusalem. So Allah said, I am sending you Talut as a king. And that was the first test. Allah wanted to test them. Why? Allah didn't want weak people to be in the army. Because if the army has weak people, then the army will not win the battle. Agreed or not agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. So Allah wanted to filter away the weak people. Allah wanted to filter them away. Allah wanted only good people to be in this battle. Okay? So even after the generation that was raised to worship the Pharaoh retired, and the young generation who were not raised to worship the Pharaoh, who was not raised to worship the Pharaoh, is in charge now, still some bad guys among them, Allah wanted them to filter them away. So Allah designed three tests. Allah designed what? Three tests. It's called weeding test, or like shortlisting, or elimination. Allah wanted to eliminate the weak or the bad guys from them. So Allah designed how many tests?
Three.
The first test, Allah said, they had a prophet. So their prophet said, Allah has appointed their prophet. Said, Allah has appointed Talut as a king over you. And that was the first test. To weed out the weak people. To eliminate them. So guess what they have done? They said, what? Are you kidding us? Talut? How come Allah chose Talut? You kidding us? Talut is not the richest among us. And he's not the best. We have more money and more power than him. So that was the first test. That the bad guys, a lot of the bad guys said, we are not going to accept the selection of Allah. So the Prophet said, so the first test was that they said, we are more deserving to be kings than him. So they said, how come you appointed him as a king over us? We're more deserving to be kings over him. What was the excuse? Their excuse was that they didn't. He didn't. Talut didn't. The excuse was what? Why did they reject him? Yes, they said he's not the most rich or the most powerful. Why are you selecting this? So the Prophet said, this is the selection of Allah. Allah gifted him. And you just trust the selection of Allah. Guess what happens? Now, question. If you think that Allah didn't make the right choice, is that a low image or a high image of Allah? And what is low image? Shirk or Tawheed?
Shirk.
Opposite to Tawheed. Got it? So if you think that Allah made the wrong choice and you're not an idiot, then you're not a Muslim. Okay, idiots and retard people, if they say Allah made a mistake or Allah didn't make a good choice, then they are Allah for, you know, we forgive them. We don't, you know, tell them you're not Muslims if because you said that, because they're ignorant people. Got it? You got that? But if we know that they are smart people, they know what they're talking about, then they become non-Muslim. So Allah didn't make a good choice, and that's a low image of Allah. So now they say that 90% of the people decided to stay. And because they rejected the choice of Allah. So they said, no, we're going to boycott the whole mission. We're going to boycott the whole mission because either you or your God to the Prophet, either you or your God made a wrong choice. Now this 10% was traveling towards Jerusalem to liberate Jerusalem. So now they arrived. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them the second test. The second test was what? What's the purpose of these tests?
To
eliminate the weak and bad guys. Okay.
Who was doing shirk and who was doing tawhid?
The one who did shirk?
No, to eliminate who was doing shirk.
Allah wanted to eliminate the ones who are doing what? Shirk. Who have a low image of Allah. Who say Allah did not make the right choice by choosing Talut over us. We're more deserving than him. That's the first test. The second test, Allah said they were traveling in the desert. Okay? Guess what happens to you when you travel in the desert? You become what?
Hot and tired.
You become hot and tired and?
Thirsty.
That's right. Thirsty. You become what?
Thirsty.
So, very thirsty. And they run out of water. And they are dying for water. They're really dying for water. So now Allah wants to give them the second test. So Allah said to their king, tell them that there would be a river coming. All what you are allowed to take is a handful of water. Look, a handful of water like this and drink it like this. Can you do a second one? No. That's it. Can you swim in it? No. It's going to be a cold, nice, sweet river, all you're allowed is just a handful of water, and you're that's it. So now when they arrive to the river, the weak guys and the bad guys, guess what did they do? Once they saw the river, what did they do?
They went inside.
They went and jumped in the river, you know, drinking like crazy and showering and all of that, and bathing and all of this. Yeah? They couldn't. Now you tell me, how could somebody who knows the truth okay, who knows the truth, not follow it. I'll give you an example. Do you know about the people who are required to lose weight?
Yeah.
Okay. And their doctor tells them that if they don't lose weight, they're going to die. And they have to go on diet. How many of them are actually able to lose weight?
Like 20%.
The ones who don't eat.
No. The ones who control themselves. And many people, what happened to many people who try to lose weight, even though they know the truth and they have to lose weight, they don't have to figure out the truth. They know the doctor said, you have to lose weight. Now, why aren't they able to lose weight? Some of them have goodwill and they can. But the others, when they are tempted by food, they lose control. So when they go to a place and there's a lot of good food, they lose control. And then they jump on the food and start what? And then after they fill up their tummy, they say, we could not control ourselves. It's so hard. Well, stop thinking about food. If you keep thinking about food, you won't be able to stop yourself from eating. Okay? So you understand now? You understand what's the lesson here? The lesson is that people know the truth, but they are not able to follow the truth. Just like the ones who are trying to lose weight, they know the truth. They are trying to lose weight, but they are not able to. Because when they are tempted, they can't stop thinking about food. When they are tempted by food, they lose control. Got that part?
Yeah.
So those guys who, when they saw the river, even though they know that the prophet said, don't, they could not control themselves. And they did. So the leader, which is Talut, walked away and left them behind. So now they say, the narrations say that only 10% of the people passed the test and 90% were left behind. Okay? So we started with 90% not accepting the selection of the king, 10% accepted. And those 10%, it's right like this. Choice of Talut. That was the first test. People divided into 10% trust Allah's selection and 90% no. We can't. And then the second test is the river. Those who passed are those who flunked the test, 90%. 10% pass the test. So if we're starting by 10,000 here, if we started 10,000, so this 10,000, now we have what? 1,000 here, and then we have here 9,000. So now you do 10% again from the 1,000, so you have
100.
So you have 100, and here you have 900. So we're down into, from 10,000 into 100. Now, this is the test of the river. Now the third test. What was the third test? Same thing that happened to the parents and grandparents. They reach to the borders of Jerusalem. So, what do? Before you start fighting, when you reach to the borders of the enemy, you send what?
Spies.
Yes. Spies. You send spies to spy. Guess what did they find? Same thing, which is the enemy is what? Strong, has strong bodies, they are tall, and they have strong frame and muscles, okay? And there are so many of them, large number of them, and they have what? Tough war equipment, okay? Like caterpillars, like swords, like shields, and all of that. So those guys went back to Prophet Musa and said, there is no way we can win those over those people. I mean, there's no way. Using common sense, there's no way. So Prophet, the King Talut said, Allah promised us to win. And that was the third test. So here. Okay. Trust Allah's promise. That was the third test. Oh, you don't have room. So that filtered them into 10%, 90%. So now they will be down into 10. And 90 will walk away. Now, of course, the number 10,000 is a made-up number. It's not real. I'm just using it to show you how much is left after these three hard tests. So now we have an army, small number of people, but strong in faith, trust Allah. They have a very high image of Allah, that Allah is going to make them prevail. So they went into war and they attacked. Now, the people, the mighty people, they have a leader. His name is Talut. Okay? So his name is Talut. So what happened? If this leader is killed, then those guys, you know, get messed up and lose, you know, they lose the war because they were so dependent on Talut. So Allah made Prophet Dawud. Prophet Dawud was what? Among those guys. Allah made him use the robe with the stone. Huh?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Lasso. Oh,
hmm?
Lasso.
Lasso, yeah. And then he said, oh! Now, this lasso wasn't enough to kill Jalut. Wasn't enough. But Allah made it enough. Allah made it what?
Enough.
Then, why? Because Allah is supporting these strong believers. Okay? What happened when Talut died? When Jalut died, what happened? They got scattered. They got messed up. And they could not resist. And the good guys won the war. Okay. Now, lessons learned. No, not time to go. Lessons learned. The first lesson is?
It's 11.
The first 11 is? No, it's not 11.
Oh, it is?
Shut up.
It's 10:41. So the first lesson. Who can tell me the first lesson?
Okay. Don't have a lawyer with Allah.
Trust Allah.
Yeah.
Trust Allah. Okay. Trust Allah's selection and promises. So trust Allah's what? Selections and
promises.
Promise was the third one.
Right. What is the second lesson?
Trust Allah's selection.
Yeah. Allah doesn't. Allah wants to filter away the bad and the weak. Because it's not by number. It's for quantity versus quality. Do you know this? They always say quantity versus quality. So Allah, quantity versus quality. What is the meaning of quantity over quality? Huh?
It's like at the dollar store, like you can get like.
So, quantity versus quality means if they went with 10,000 soldiers, is that quantity or quality? It's a quantity. But why wouldn't they win the war if they go with the 10,000?
Because
the weak ones are going to cause trouble. The weak ones are going to cause trouble and mess up the army.
Yeah.
You got that part right? Okay. Now, what is the second or the third lesson.
Huh?
Yes.
Trust Allah's promise.
Yes, we did that.
A test of the river?
Yes. No, generally speaking, elimination of the weak and bad. Elimination of the weak and bad. How? How does Allah eliminate the weak and bad?
Huh?
By test. By what? By testing. How Allah eliminates the weak?
By testing.
By testing. Okay. How many tests?
Three
tests. One, each test is harder than the one before. Okay? At the end, you have the cream. The cream left. Okay? You have the cream left. Okay? All right. The final lesson is that Allah is the one who killed Jalut. Really, Allah is the one who killed Jalut. Because the rock of Dawood alayhi salam is not enough to hit, is not enough to kill Jalut, because
yeah,
Jalut was mighty and strong.
The
king is Talut. Jalut is the leader of the enemies. Leader of the enemies. Okay. Another story about the children of Israel, that in Surah Al-Qasas.
Is that
Jalut. Yes,
yeah.
Jalut.
Yeah.
No, that's T. That's T.
It looks like an F.
Another story also to learn from about the children of Israel.
No, that looks like
that there was a rich, rich Jew among the children of Israel. He was a very rich Jew. Now, this rich Jew name it was Qarun. Was what? Qarun, a rich guy, a rich Jew living among the children of Israel. That's a different story.
Right.
And his name is Jalut. I'm sorry, his name is Qarun. Qarun owned a treasure, If you put his treasures in a room and you try to carry the keys, what happened? Yes. So he had treasures that if you try to carry the keys of the treasure, the what?
The keys of a treasure.
The keys of the treasures, not the treasure, the keys of the treasure. The keys of the treasure. What do we mean the
like
keys
the
of
map?
The treasure? No, it's the keys that
something
open the safe.
Open.
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, stop. So, something that opens the safe. And so that you can get to the gold inside, the treasure inside. So if you try to carry, yeah. Now, here, let's look at this, and then you can move to this. Stop. Stop. Stop, please. Stop, please, and sit down. I didn't dismiss you guys yet. Please sit down. Sit down. Sit down in your place. So now, we're going to go to the story of... Story of Qarun. What is the story of Qarun? Qarun was rich. And... Qarun was rich. And he was bragging about his wealth. He was saying, yeah, my wealth... I earned this wealth because I'm smart. I earned this wealth because I worked hard. I earned this wealth because I was successful. Because I was what?
Successful.
successful. So the righteous people told him, no, it is from Allah. How is it from Allah? If Allah wants to make you rich, Allah will make you succeed in opportunities. And then you, like, you go into a business, the business flourishes, and then becomes, it succeeds, the business succeeds. If you buy a house, you buy it low, and you sell it high. If you buy a stock, you buy it low and sell it high. You got that part?
Yeah.
Okay. If Allah wants, if Allah doesn't want you to succeed, okay, what would Allah do? Allah will make you lose opportunities. Like you go into business, you get out of business. You buy stock, you buy them high, and you sell them low. Got it? Okay, so, yeah. So, who is the one who actually makes you rich and poor?
Allah.
Why? You work hard, and then you lose your money. Or you work hard and gain more money. Got it? Succeeding is called tawfiq. Tawfiq from Allah. So, they tell him, this money is from
Allah.
The one who has the favor, the one who did the favor, the one who we should thank for the favor of being money is Allah. Now, he used to thank who about his wealth? Huh, Zainab?
Himself.
He used to thank himself and say, it is because of my intelligence and hard working and success that I obtained this. And then one time, Qarun was walking in a parade. You know parades? Like drums, boom, 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 boom. Music and things like that. Boom, 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 boom. And was long lines, and Qarun was walking like this. Dragging. Usually, the rich people in these days, they drag their dress behind them. Just like a groom marrying. Some grooms, like Princess Diana, for example, she's dragging her wedding dress, like Diana, yeah.
She did.
This was like what?
It was like, she got married?
She got married in 1980-something. Now she died, by the way. She died. Anyway, they used to drag. So he was dragging his clothes and his nose is up, very arrogant about himself. And then the weak people said, Ya Allah, give us money like Qarun. Make us like Qarun, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us like Qarun, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be like Qarun, Ya Allah. We want to be like Qarun, Ya Allah. So the good people said, hold on. You don't know what you're asking for. You're asking to be like the bad guy? Don't ask Allah to be like the bad guy. Okay? So don't ask Allah to be like the bad, bad guy. Bad, bad guy. So they said, just stay quiet. He looks what he has, this and that, and we just want to be like him. Then, at one morning, there was a storm overnight. Suddenly, they woke up to find, you know, the house of the palace of Qarun?
It's destroyed.
The earth swallowed Qarun and his treasure. The earth what?
Swallowed
Qarun and his treasure. The earth swallowed them. So now when the earth swallowed them, the ones in the past who used to wish to be in the shoes of Qarun, the one who wished to be like Qarun, okay? They said they felt sorry. They felt what? Sorry. And they said, oh, Ya Allah, thank you didn't make us like Qarun. Thank you didn't make us like Qarun. Look what happened to him. It is a blessing that you didn't make us like Qarun. And then they learned the lesson. So what is the lesson here? If you see a person who's rich but not thankful, don't wish to be in his place. Got it? And the second lesson is, okay, when you have money, Don't give credit yourself. Give credit to who?
Allah.
Allah. Because He's the one who made you successful and gave you tawfiq. Any questions? Any questions? Okay. Inshallah, this is my last class. So inshallah, I might see you again or might not. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.